Nollywood. Welcome to the Nollywood Life Podcast with Kevin T. Solomon.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Nollywood Life Podcast with Kevin T. Solomon. I am your host, Kevin T. Solomon. This is the podcast where we delve into the lives and struggles of filmmakers and content creators in Nigeria, particularly the ones we never blew. And today's episode is going to be quite blue, drowsy, gloomy, whatever it is that you can call it, because I haven't been feeling quite motivated this week. And you can tell because of how late this podcast is coming up, which is what led me to bring this up as the topic for today. I didn't even plan this particular podcast episode, but I didn't want to like leave this week without any episode, not putting out any episode. So here we go. Besides, this is also something filmmakers and content creators go through. So I'm like, why don't we just talk about it? So here we are, staying motivated. This is one of the like toughest things content creators go through. It's fun, it's all great and good when we come up with stuff, we make films, we make videos, we put them out, and everyone loves it and enjoys it. But when it's time to come up with something new, you know, it's like all hell breaks loose and we have no idea where to start from. It's crazy because everybody goes through this. We, at some point in our life, oftentimes we just don't know what to do. We get writer's block, creative block. Basically, we just have no idea where to go from here. And it's like, all right, I mean, I've been doing this, I've been doing that, I need to do the next thing. What happens that makes us just not feel the need or want to continue doing what we are doing, even though it is what we love to do? How do we get demoralized? Because it can get demoralizing. Number one, this is particularly for those that haven't blown yet. When the money is not coming in, you know, you put in time, you put in effort, you put in so much of your energy into something you really, really love so much, and then at some point it's just not bringing you the results or the outcome that you want. It can be frustrating because it's like you start getting second thoughts, you start doubting yourself, you start thinking to yourself, maybe is that I should stop doing this thing, maybe this is really not my calling. But it's something you really love so much and you do not want to, you know, look bad doing it, or you do not want to stop doing it just because it's not bringing in the outcome that you want, but you really love this so much. I mean, it can be very frustrating. Ideas just don't come anymore. You just start to lose interest in this thing. And everybody in the film industry goes through this phase where we are doing something creatively and then at some point we're like, you know what, fuck it, I'm not doing it again, I don't want to. But after a while we still go back into it anyway because that's our life. So what's the solution? What should we do about it? I personally think that first things first, we need to take things slow. I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day. Nothing happens overnight. It was all, it was a process. I mean, we need to enjoy the process and be patient, because I mean, I think if the outcome of what we're trying to achieve is what drives us, we're not gonna go anywhere in life. So I think we should just try to enjoy the process and not rush things, because that is when it gets crazy. Take breaks, because everybody has their off days, sometimes even off years. Yeah, I don't know if you believe it's possible, but I believe it's possible to have an off year, not just an off day. You can have an off day, off week, off month. You see that off year. People have off years and it can be overwhelming because it's like, ugh, I'm supposed to take a break, but I can't because I need to eat. Well, if you don't take a break and you go and collapse, you won't eat either way. So, I mean, I think you should pick the one that can still guarantee your survival more. Take a break, relax, re-strategize, reflect on where you have gotten, because for our Christians and people who pray, most of the times we live our lives forgetting that something that we have right now, we've prayed for it years back, and we get so caught up in where we'd rather be that we forget to make the most of where we are, and it affects everything else that we do, that we tend not to be motivated to even live, let alone work and, you know, have fun with the stuff that we love to do the most. So I think we should all like just try to like take a break to reflect and relax. I personally need to take breaks too, because I have been putting so much on my head, I won't lie. I mean, I have a film coming out next year, a short film. You guys should check that out, by the way. I'm going to be putting out more details on that very soon. And that alone is stressing me out. So, yeah, but it do be things. It is what it is. Even though a lot of us complain, we still end the sentence with, I can't complain. So, yeah, I cannot complain. Last week, I did an episode with Laughter Ephraim. I'm sure you guys loved it. And if you haven't heard it yet, you should probably check it out. You should definitely check it out. It was very, very interactive and awesome. I think I'm going to get a special guest next week. I don't know. Maybe I should. Yeah, I will. If they answer my text, sha. Everybody's not proud, but I don't blame them. I mean, everyone has the one that is doing them. This Nigeria country, and you get that they do all of us. But it's going to be great. It's going to be all right. So I think that is all I have for you guys today. Thanks for listening. This was a 7-minute podcast thereabout, and yeah, I think it's cool. You all know where to find me on social media, Kevin T Solomon, KEVINTSOLOMON, across all platforms. Subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the channel if you are on the YouTube channel, and yeah, I will see you guys next week. You know what, you guys, please subscribe. I think I'm gonna leave a link down in the description. I don't know how podcast work. Podcast descriptions are very weird, but I'm sure there's a way to redirect you guys from the podcast, wherever you're listening to your podcast, to the YouTube channel. Sub to the channel, support the channel, you know, let's grow and let's spread the word on that there is a podcast that talks about the life and struggles of Nollywood filmmakers, particularly the ones we never blew. Until that, I say until that. What am I saying? This is so awkward. Anyway, that is it. You know, you guys have a good one. I'll see you guys next week. Or you will hear from me next week. Or you will see me next week. Whatever, man. Bye.